This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received a third shot of coronavirus vaccine on Friday as the country kicked off a campaign to give booster doses to people aged over 60 as part of efforts to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The 71-year-old and his wife received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The campaign will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Israel was a world leader in the vaccination rollout, and around 57% of their 9.3 million have been double vaccinated, rising to 87% of people in their 60s and more than 90% of those over 70. But daily new infections have spiked to more than 2,000, up from a handful of cases per day a few months ago, and about 160 people are currently hospitalized with severe symptoms. U.S. health officials claim the Delta variant is more transmissible than SARS, Ebola, and smallpox, and as easily spread as chickenpox, according to media reports showing internal data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta is driving recent surges around the world, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. The Philippines government announced Friday it next week will send more than 13 million people in the national capital region back into lockdown because of Delta-linked increases. The variant has also been linked to new cases, around half of them in Tokyo. Japan on Friday extended a virus state of emergency in the capital a week into the Olympics, with the city reporting a record number of new cases the day before. And Australia says it won't reopen borders and end lockdowns until vaccination rates reach 80%. This is VOA News.